Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament's in full swing, and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Ross, you ready for our questions?
I am.
Let's do it then. Let's start with Mark from Lancaster, who says, there seems to be a lot of things to consider when a player enters the transfer portal, like was mentioned previously about getting your semester paid for. Does anyone on the staff at the university advise players on this, or are they on their own?
Well, I don't know if they advise them of all of the rules, like, hey, you better stay for the first day of the semester so you get it paid for. I think that they would rather that the guy didn't do that so that they get the scholarship. I mean, this is a business after all, right? So I don't think anyone's advising them, hey, make sure you stay for the first day so you get your semester paid for. I think that they'd rather give that scholarship for that spring semester to a walk-on or somebody, right? Reward someone.
Sure.
Or have that scholarship. But I'd like to think that there is a healthy dialogue between the players and the coaching staff about what they're thinking. I think sometimes there is, Jim, and sometimes there's not. You know, sometimes the player will go to Franklin and the coaching staff and just say, hey, what do you guys think for me moving forward here? I'm thinking about, you know, maybe entering the transfer portal. And what's interesting about that is sometimes they will encourage it. Sometimes they'll say, you know what, that's probably a good idea for you. You know, you're probably not going to have a great chance to get playing time here, and we think you should strongly consider the transfer portal. Other times, they don't want the guy to leave. And they're like, are you sure? We got a big role for you. We're going to have you here. Like, we love you. We don't want you to leave. Because I know I've talked to guys in situations where families, I guess I should say, where if the program had done more to make it clear that they wanted the player to stay, if they had more or less, Jim, recruited him back, he would have stayed. But they kind of were like, yeah, whatever. We don't really care. Just tell us what you're going to do so we know. And that didn't really make him feel welcome. Didn't really make him feel like they want to be there. But there are also some guys that they don't even have those conversations with the coaching staff. They're just talking with their parents, maybe their high school coach. Maybe their high school coach is talking with other college coaches, you know, because some of these guys know where they're going before they ever even go into the transfer portal. And I've had multiple coaches tell me that some of these guys go in the transfer portal knowing where they're going to go. Other guys, though, just go in the transfer portal, they have no idea where they might go or who might be interested in them.
And as we've talked about before, some of those guys, Ross, enter the transfer portal and they're never seen again. So the smart ones are the ones who lay the groundwork before they leave. It's like you don't leave a job without having another job lined up, if you want to relate to that in the, out here in the real world. So the smart ones, I'm sure, do that. Ross, it's going to kind of lead to some interesting issues over the next couple of years, and I'm saying that as a preface to this next question, where that scholarship limit and all the extra scholarships, because last year didn't count for people. Mike from Charlotte, North Carolina says, I don't recall hearing that the NCAA has made a decision yet on the 85-man scholarship limit. My assumption is their lack of communication means they're sticking with the 85-man cap. Who will this hurt more, the 2022 recruiting class, because there'll be less scholarships to give out, or current roster players who have not panned out yet and will have the you'd be better off somewhere else conversation?
So it's a great question, and it's a major issue, Jim. Major issue right now, because so we know that all of the guys that were seniors last year and the year didn't count, well, they can come back, Jim, and their scholarship doesn't count against the limit. So I don't know how many guys for Penn State even fit into that category.
Well, I don't know. Is it Tariq Castro Fields and Jaquan Brisker? Are they the two that are getting an extra year? I'm not even sure it's an extra year for them. I believe
it is. Well, it's
a
fifth year. It's a fifth year for Castro Fields, so I guess. But
yeah,
did he
play
enough last year to not redshirt? I mean, he could have maybe done it anyway.
Maybe because of that. Now, neither one of them is listed as a redshirt senior, so you're probably right. But here's, I think, going forward an issue. Looking at their roster, there are only four guys who are listed as seniors going into the season: Brisker, Fields, John Lovett, and Tangelo. So that sounds like there's only four guys who are going to come off the list of scholarships, or at least required to.
Right. And so, but the issue is, I talked to one school, Jim, about this, and they said, okay, so like, let's say they have a bunch of guys that they said they wanted to stick around because they're good players and whatever. Let's say they got 95 guys on scholarship this year, 10 of which are guys in their fifth year of eligibility, let's call it, right? Well, that's fine for this year because they don't count against the limit. But starting next year, they do count against the limit. Everybody counts. So all these guys that got the extra year, if they all stay, then it's the class of 2022 that really is in a bind. You know, one program told me that they, right now, if unless it changed, they only have like 7 or 8 scholarships to give to the class of 2022. And I guess you could argue Penn State, based on what you just said, Jim, only has 4 or 5 scholarships to give. However, I think they know, number one, some of these guys like Jahan Dotson, Rashid Walker, etc., are likely to leave. And some of these other guys who aren't going to get much playing time this year, they're likely to not want to take that extra year of eligibility, and or Penn State will sort of tell some of these guys, especially the guys that have already graduated, hey, you're just not going to play here. Like, you're better off transferring as a grad transfer somewhere else, or maybe FCS, but we'd rather use your scholarship elsewhere.
I haven't heard anything, just like our listener Mike from Charlotte said, hasn't heard anything from the NCAA. I'm wondering if the schools will start to apply pressure to the NCAA to maybe advance that ruling to with so many guys who may be taking that extra year of eligibility, that maybe they need to change the rule, and maybe it's not every guy taking the fifth year. Maybe they just say, all right, over the next couple of years, we'll have maybe a 90 scholarship limit to try to ease this. And, you know, to the questioner's point, he's saying, it sounds like both sides are going to get squeezed. Current scholarship players, plus there's
yes.
just not going to be enough scholarships for the players, high school players coming in.
And I don't think the school presidents care. Like, I don't think the school presidents are looking to have another year where there's 90 or 95 scholarships. They're not looking to do that. They're looking to, all right, well, then recruit a few less players or tell more guys to leave, whatever it takes. But we're not – they don't want to have an ease into it. They're going to do a one-year thing, and then it's over.
I suspect that you're right on that. All right, let's move on to another Lancaster listener. This one is David, and I'm going to sneak in two of David's questions. He says, if you were able to attend spring practices, which players would you be most interested in watching, and what would you be looking for? Part two of his question is, are there any current backups that you would be interested in seeing them change positions, perhaps to the other side of the ball?
Okay, so let's start with guys I'd be interested to see. I'd be interested to see John Lovett on offense and just see what he looks like. And Noah Kane, for that matter, if Noah actually is able to, you know, be out there participating. I'd like to see how explosive he looks coming off the injury. I'd like to see how John Lovett looks. I'd really like to see the two backup quarterbacks. You know, I feel like spring ball, Jim, is always a big one for the backup quarterback. So Taquan Roberson as well as Christian Vaiu, I'd like to see those two guys. I mean, that I'd really be watching them. Then I'd like to see the battle for the interior spots on the offensive line. I'd be watching Wiggin and Juice Scruggs and Dez Holmes as all those guys are battling for those spots next to Mike Miranda. So I'd like to watch that. Those are all things I'd be looking for. And then on defense, it's the transfer D linemen. You know, I mean, it's the transfer D linemen that I would like to see what they bring to the table, how much of an impact I think that they are going to be able to make. It's interesting because the one guy that I would say, you know, I'd like to see maybe move positions, he already just did. And it's my guy from Aliquippa that you know I love from his high school video. You know, that just came out a week or so ago that he moved from linebacker to defensive end, which I kind of thought was a real possibility.
Yeah, and you're speaking, of course, of Zariah Fisher, who they had listed as a linebacker back to defensive end. Real quick, we don't have time for another question, but do you think Fisher might see time in the rotation at defensive end this year?
Probably not. I think there's enough other guys with Isaac, Smith Vilbert, Tara Burton, and the transfer.
Ibakiti.
Transfer. I think that's going to be – that's a hard transition for Fisher. I think 2022 will have a good chance to be his year.
All right, that is it for Ask Ross. Stick around in quarter number four. Andy comes back. Stay tuned.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.